not like a really professional speaker. Yeah, Hanan asked me to come, so we could be mechazik ourselves together, right? Mechazik together, we can mechazik ourselves in the thing in the Rebbe, in the Rebbe's thing. Just to, you know, say like one of the, you know, few thoughts that I had, I heard and I had from what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, Yimei Chanukah and Yimei Yodah. The days of Chanukah are days of thanks. K'may Shekasev, the Kavu Shmoynas Yimei Chanukah, Eidu L'Hoidah Zal, it says, and they made these 8 days of Chanukah to thank, to praise Hashem. Yimei Yodah, says the Rebbe, and the days of thanks is Zeh Bechinas Sha'ashua Oidam Abba. Is the Sha'ashuim the of Oilam Abba? What's Sha'ashua? So it's a little bit complicated of a translation. What is Sha'ashua? But I heard from one of my rebbes is Ramat Frank. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. So he says it's like comes from the word Tzatzua. Tzatzua is a game. It's a toy, right? In Olam Haba, there's going to be Sha'ashuim, it's going to be Tzatzum, it's going to be toys. What's a toy to a kid? You ever saw a kid, he's totally engrossed, he's totally involved in his game, in his toy, and it's like, it's delightful, it's geschmack. We think, a lot of times, a person thinks that the worldly desires are... That's geschmack. But if you think about, let's say a good steak, right? Okay, so once you had the steak, how good was it? Right? It's not that good, right? Once you all the types of the world, this Olam Haba is a type of dessert, a type of delight that it doesn't go away after. And that, I think, in all the Torahs of the Rebbe of Rav Nachman, is that he wants to bring you to such a type of place, to a place where we want to live not in this world. We want to live in Olam Haba. So how do you do it? That's the how do I live in a world that's delightful? Everything is a delight. Olam Haba is going to be delights. So, you know, and the Rebbe says in a lot of Torahs that the way to, not the way to, but what it is, let's just bring it closer to ourselves. What is this delight? What is Olam Haba delight? What is Olam Haba delight? Olam Haba delight is closeness to Hashem. When I feel close to Hashem, then I'm in, how do you say Olam Haba in English? I don't know. The eternal world. I'm in bliss. I'm close to Hashem. I'm feeling... And that's what the tzaddikim do. The Rebbe says in Torah Zayin, and a lot of most of the Kutta Maran is this thing: is to bring us, to make us feel from the far place that we are, that we're also close to Hashem, that Hashem loves us, Hashem is with us, Hashem is next to us, and that's the best feeling in the world. That's the most delightful. That's the a game. It's the best game in the world. The best game. When I'm talking about game, to bring it close to us, that something that's really geschmack, it's really feels good, is that Hashem is close to you. Hashem loves you. If we could feel that love of Hashem, that is the most special and eternal. It's Olam Haba. It's forever feeling. If we could put it into our hearts. But so how do we do it? Yes. Yeah, so the Rebbe definitely, that's what he wants to do. The tzaddikim are always trying to shine into us. Olam Haba. They're always trying to shine into us eternal world. Hashem is with you. Hashem is next to you. But how? So in this Torah of Chanukah, the Rebbe says, the days of Chanukah are days of thanks. Yimei Hoidah. Through, if a person will get himself used to, and we'll see how in a little bit, maybe, if get himself used to thanking Hashem, he will put himself in that world, because that's what that world is. What does it mean, a minute of closeness to Hashem? It means a minute of thanking Hashem. When I'm thanking Hashem, I'm really, when I'm thanking a person, when I'm overcome with thanks for a person, I'm close to that person, right? The same thing with Hashem. If we realize that Hashem is with us and He helps us in all our troubles and everything that we do, and we start to get used, we get ourselves used to thanking Hashem. I'm more of a screamer, help me, get me out of here, right? And when I thought about this thing, so I, like, in spite of this, you go to Hashem and you start from the beginning. I was born a Jew, a Hebrew. This is the greatest. That's the greatest gift that a human being can have, is that he was born a Yid. And you start to thank Hashem and realize that I could have been not born a Yid. And Ari says that every day, we say Shalom Yasani Goy. We say, Hashem, you didn't make me a Goy, because maybe there is such a thing. Like, maybe they could have switched your neshama for the neshama of a non-Jew. No, but Hashem made me a Yid. He made me a Yid. And you go. Where you go, how you grew up, and the good things that you did when you grew up, and you start to get yourself used to Hashem. Okay, and this brings a person that he starts to live in Olam Haba. That Olam Haba, he starts to realize the closeness to Hashem is not just that Hashem loves me, but that I have a connection to it. That it means something to me. It means that when you're close to me, that I can say thank you. That's when it becomes meaningful. Okay. So I just wanted to say over. I don't have this long drasha prepared, but I wanted to say over a piece from Reb Nosson. So Reb Nosson says that the Rebbe says to give thanks. Now, Reb Nosson is the Talmud of the Rebbe. He brings everything into action. He makes it alive. So Reb Nosson learned it. He writes in the letters. That he learned, there's a certain Gemara that he learned, it's in Dav Dalet and Avodah Zarah, and he learned it a few times. Reb Nosson was a guy, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, even before he came to the Rebbe. And he says, he writes that I saw this guy, and I never understood that the Rebbe, how you could find the Rebbe's words in the Gemara so beautiful. And then, till one time it got him, and he wrote the letter to his son with this, this idea. And then later on, I guess he wrote it into its part of the Kutalach, it's Hilchas Prikatina Dal, Sifyut Gimel. The Gemara says like this. It says a pasuk, Ach loy bi'i yishlach yod im bepido elayhem shua. The basic meaning of the translation is a hard translation, but it's a pasuk in Eve. That I will not, I'm not destroying, like just like a destroyer. But when I redeem you, I'll redeem you with help. And the Mufashim says with tefillah. Comes the Gemara and says, this is Amar HaKadosh Baruch. This is what Hashem tells. It says, when I judge the Jews, I don't judge them like the Goyim. That by the Goyim, it says, Ava, Ava, Asimena. If they sin, I pay them back for their sins, each sin, tit for tat, right? Like that. But the Jews, Ava Yisrael, Ani Poireya Mehem Ma'at Ma'at, Kipichel Tanagoylen Shemenakim Ba'ashba. I pay them back. I take from them, I pay them back a little bit, a little bit. I give them back like a chicken that's pecking in the garbage. Yeah? The pid has a beak, right? And he's looking in the garbage, and he's looking, and he gets a little piece, and another little piece, and another little piece, right? And I, Hashem, saying that I only pay them back like the chicken, like a little bit. Compared to what we should really get, if a person, the Rebbe says in a place somewhere, that if we would really get what we deserve, we wouldn't be able to stand there for 1 second. Any little thing that we do is a terrible, terrible thing. We wouldn't be able to stand for 1 second. No, but Hashem pays us back a little bit. He takes a little bit. He gives you a little squeeze by the in Parnassa, a little squeeze, you know, in Shalom Bayis, a little squeeze in Shidduchim, you know, everybody in their thing, where it is. Then, Dabar Acha, the Gemara says another pshat, that even if the Jews only do mitzvahs, like a peck of a chicken in the garbage, a little bit. How many pieces of food does he get in the garbage? He's going to go through this big garbage, the chicken, and he pecks away. He gets a little piece of Cheerio over here, a little piece of bread, right? A little, and even if a person pecks away and does mitzvahs, Hashem says even if you do a little bit mitzvahs, ma'at mitzvahs, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet. He says that I'm tzarfa the cheshbon gadol. I make it. I put it into the account. This is a bank account, not a bank account. A mitzvah account. It's a mitzvah account. Hashem, every little mitzvah, another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and until it becomes this big, huge account of mitzvahs, right? Another pshat, says the Gemara, is with the schar that they scream to me, I'll help them, because that's shua. The lashon of shua is tefillah, and it's lashon of also shua, a lashon of help, right? So these are three pshat in the Gemara. Comes Reb Nassim, and he brings it. So everybody could get from the Gemara, even if you learn the Gemara simply. It's beautiful ideas. Hashem doesn't pay me back, and then Hashem expects a little. You know, he takes all my little mitzvahs. We can understand already that he's talking, you know, Reb Nachman kind of stuff. You know, so it's not regular what kind of stuff. Comes Reb Nassim, and he says like this. He says, a person goes through a lot in his life. You know, especially the main thing Reb Nassim says in a different place. It's not here, but he seems to be harping on that issue a lot. He brings the Parnassa thing a lot. The person goes through Parnassa issues a lot. He says all the pain that we have in the world is full of pain, right? And Bifrat, the Parnassa, a lot of times they're getting, making a livelihood, becomes very hard. And a person feels like he can't serve Hashem. It's hard for him to serve Hashem. How can I serve Hashem? I have to run to the bank, I have to run to the gemach, I have to do whatever I have to do, right? And all that is, sometimes it's shalom bayis, sometimes it's finding a shidduch. You know, everybody in their tzara is yisurim that a person has in the guf, in his body, in his neshama. That's the main tzara. But not, it's interesting, he doesn't address that specifically over here, yeah? But because that is the tzara. But anyway, and he feels like, I can't serve Hashem. It's hard for me. I could serve Hashem. How could I serve Hashem? I'm so busy. I got to pay rent. I got, you know, all these, the tiredness of this world. Comes Reb Nassim, and he says like this. He says, and he attaches it into this Gemara. He says like this. Yesh mi shemata es atzma. There's somebody that fools himself. She'ena yachin l'skarav l'Hashem yisbarach. That he cannot get close to Hashem. Mirugoy ha'yisurim, so much pain. Batloyes v'dachkus ha'parnasa. I'm she'oyva alav avnei beisay. Alzeh mevoy v'divreim. On this, Reb Nassim says that the yisurim heim v'chesed gadol. The yisurim are with great love. Hashem gives the yisurim with so much kindness. And the whole reason that a person gets pain in his life is just to bring him a little bit closer. It says that later in the Gemara, it says that pasuk was ani anoichi eftim behema dibra like sabbat. I redeem them, and they talk foolish things about me. Hashem, when he wants to redeem us, so he gives us a little pain, a little squeeze in the money, so that in Olam Haba, in the big picture, we should get the real, you know, the good stuff, the real Gishmaka stuff. So he gives us a little bit pain. And we think, you know, a lot of people have told me, when they're growing up, people, they thought that, like, Hashem is like, he's a bad Hashem, you know, like, bad guy, you know, you do bad things and he hits you. No, it's not true. Hashem gives you a little pain, and through that, he's giving you eternal bliss, Olam Haba. And if a person would go into it, like in the way where the Rebbe says, "Batzar hechaptal," right? In my pain, in my constriction, you made harchavas. You made is there harchava? Have a word for harchava? You widened.
Pause.
What?
Pause.
You reach.
No, you widened. You're like, let's say, Meitzar, you expanded. You expanded in the tzar. I'm choking, right? But I got a breath. So what happens is that something must have expanded. Let's say there's a bone stuck in your throat, right? So you can't breathe. But if you widen the gap a little bit, a little air could come in, and then you could breathe a little bit, right? You know, should help that. We should get out of the tzar. So by tzar, the Rebbe says that when a person's in pain, when a person's in tzar, he has to know has to realize the harchavas are in the tzar. You know, let's say a person doesn't have either tachkis or parnasa. That's most people, right? Some people are rich, but most people that have tachkis or parnasa, right? It's hard for them. They don't have. Yeah, a person has to realize that I had breakfast. We all had breakfast today. It looks like it. I mean, everybody looks good. Yeah, I had breakfast today. We had a couple of dollars over here, and till now I'm alive. Till now, so you know what I'm saying? We're living. We're alive. We did get some money. Hashem did send us when we needed for yontif and for this and the yeshiva. And this little archavas. It's interesting. In the Rambam says in a different place, in last week's parsha, it says, "The revach tasimu ben ede o ben ede." Yaakov Avinu tells, he splits up his camp into two, right? And he says, put space between each thing, right? If he'll come and hit one, then I'll have the other one will be left over. Comes Rav Nassim, he says, the Rebach, the Simu Ben Eda, I think Chazal said, but Rav Nassim brings it up, says that it goes on the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. That what happened was Hashem destroyed the first base of Mikdash. Right? And then we had Galus for 70 years. There were 70 years of exile. And then there was a second Beis HaMikdash, and then came the Galus that we're in now. So Chazal say that the second Beis HaMikdash was not so great like the first Beis HaMikdash. It was that the Shekhinah wasn't there. You didn't have all the things that you had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Right? You didn't have the Aron Kodesh. There's a lot of things that were missing over there. But There was a breather in the gullus. There was a breather. There was, and that the revach tasimu ben eder ben eder. Hashem does chesed sometimes that we don't have. It's not one long gullus of pain, right? It's okay. I have pain, and then I got a little breather. You take your head out of the water. I'm alive again. Okay, you go back down, and then you get a breather, right? And that's the second base of Mikdash. That's what the nace. It's interesting. I'm just connecting it a little bit. The nace of Hanukkah. When did it happen? When did the nace of Hanukkah happen? The second base of Mikdash, right? And even after that, it was not so flowery. There was Mesi Avnim. People were paying off the kingdom to become the Kohen Gadol. Everybody was there. Were paying. It was not so flowery. But there was a breather, a little bit, a little war. They got them, they got them off their backs, and they breathed. They made a Chanukah Sabbath. They lit a candle, and they made a whole Chanukah Sabbath Hamikdash. They renewed the Beis Hamikdash. The menorah that they lit by Chanukah was not even wasn't a menorah of gold. It was a menorah of wood. I think maybe it was copper. But it was not the beauty of the first Beis HaMikdash, but it was a breather. So the Rav Nassim says that when a person has to realize that he's going through a lot of pain and it hurts him, he has to realize the breathers, realize that it's only ma'at, ketana goyla, menaka ba'ashpa, only a little bit, like the chicken pecking in the garbage. He's not giving you, Hashem is not coming with the full force of his wrath. Now he's giving you a little bit of pain so that you should get oilam haba, that you should cleanse yourself a little bit. A person has to, and realize this and realize that the only reason Hashem is giving him this is to bring him close. Okay, so maybe it didn't work, right? Some of you, I don't know if it worked for all of you, but sometimes like a person like says, you know, okay, that's very beautiful. It's very beautiful that his breather is in the pain, right? But it's still, I am so low. So this is Rav Nassim. I'm just saying Rav Nassim from the outside. He's saying, remember, a person is going to say, okay, it's true. The Yisurim, the pain, and all the Parnas, the Achkes Parnas comes, Bechesed, and Hashem wants to be Makar of me. But I can't come close because I am so lost and so far away from the Torah and the mitzvahs. How and me that I'm going to come close to Hashem? I already did very terrible things, and you know everybody what they go through. Baruch me is, I can't come to Hashem. So then the Gemara says another pshat. He says davarach. Afilu Yisrael ein oisin lefanai mitzvahs ela ma'at ma'at. Even if the heathen don't do mitzvahs before me, only a little bit mitzvahs, a little bit ma'at ma'at. Kepitchel tarnagoda samanakev ashba. Like the back of the chicken that's looking in the garbage. A little bit mitzvahs. Ani mitzar for lechesh mitzvah. I make this big account from it. Nobody could say that I can't serve the Eibushter because hey, just bring a little bit. God, Hashem likes. You know, the Rebbe told Rav Nassim. Rav Nassim writes very interesting. You may remember or not. He writes in the beginning. He says that Rav Nassim was brought up with the rich people, and he was with the Lomdim, the big learners. And he says that he felt so much. Maybe I don't know if you could call it, but he felt like, let's say, so much pressure, or and he had to be, and he wanted to do everything. Until he writes that I became like nothing. I stopped doing anything. I wanted so much to be everything that I became like nothing. I don't know, you have to take it into context exactly what Rav Nassim, it was his feeling, what he was doing. His nothing was probably more than all what we could do. But that's what he says. He says, till I came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, a bissel is euch good, a little bit is also good. So, Rav Nassim took this. Rav Nassim, every word that he heard from the Rebbe was real. It was alive. Abyssal is echad. Okay. So he went and learned, and he said, okay, 5 minutes. I don't know how long abyssal was for Rav Nassim. Maybe it was the whole day. But Rav Nassim, he took it and he did a little bit. He realized, he said, oh, the Rebbe, a little bit's good. So maybe another little bit's even better. It's just a little bit, right? And that's the idea over here of the idea of the Rebbe says Azamra Lalekai Ba'odi, right? Everybody knows that Rebbe says a person has to look Ba'od Ma'at Sheyeshbi, the little bit that I do have. You have to look for the little bit good, another little Anakuda Taiva, a little point, a little bit good, and do a little mitzvah, a little Torah, a little Tefillah, a little Chesed, a little, you know. And Hashem puts it into Mitzarfoy the Cheshbon Gadol. He puts it into this big account. And he makes this big account. You could be zeichet to olam haba. Every person, through not big things, but little things, a little bit, do a little bit, and you'll be zeichet to olam haba. And he mitzarfei lechesh ben gadol. If you only do a little bit, like this chicken that's in the Rav Nassim says on the stand. He can't say it all out. So he's like on the stand to example very well. Think about the chicken going around in the garbage. How fast does he get to his food? And how many times does he get to his food? He gets a little peck. How much can he put in his mouth? Right? He has a beak. So it's a little small place, right? And he gets a little piece, right? And he gets another little piece. But at the end, he knows he's going to, after he's done with the garbage, he's full. Yeah? He had breakfast. Person has to know. Ani mitzar for lechesh mengadol. Rasha says, understand this very well, because it's very important. And it's the Rebbe said. The Rebbe warned us in the Torah, which I said. The Rebbe talks about in the Kudus. He warned us to go with this way. The hizim ma'oid leilechem haTorah. As always, to go with this Torah of looking for the Nekudas Taivas, of finding the good in ourselves and in everybody else. The little bit good. The oid ma'at sheyeshbi. Okay. So Rav Nassim L'chaira, we're done, right? Now we're masking. We have to be over the Hashem, because Hashem, first of all, doesn't, our pain is not so great because he's giving us only a little bit, And if you're going to want to say that I feel far from Hashem, Hashem is saying that I'm really, really close to you, right? So, but Rav Nosson doesn't stop. He says that if you're going to say, okay, Hashem gives me the pain only a little bit, and I would really deserve much more, and He wants to bring me close. And the little bit that I do brings me, every little bit, He puts it into the big, cheshbon gadol, account, the big account, the mitzvah account. But still, Rav Nosson says, the person could say, I'm still in too much pain. It's still, for me, it hurts. Yeah? I think when Rav Nosson is saying this, so on the one hand, he's saying, okay, don't say this, right? Like, accept that the first time that Hashem is giving you the pain in a good way. But on the other hand, in his bodies, when a person would come to Hashem, Rav Nosson also wants you to go, to flip it. The Rebbe says, Tainus, Amtaloy, is to come with reason. Come, try to reason with Hashem. So you say, Hashem, it's all nice and beautiful, but I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. Says Rav Nosson, the third shot in the Gemara is, V'schar she'mishavin lefonai, ani yoshiyosam. And with the schar that they scream to me, I'm going to help you. So Rav Nosson says, very powerful. He says, I'll give you a good etza even for this. What should you do? Titzak, scream, scream to Hashem. On this, I'll say that you're in pain, that you don't have money, that you don't have shalom bayis, that you don't have a shidduch, that you don't have whatever you don't have, whatever you're missing in your life, whatever's squeezing you. Ubevadai yoshia oischa. He for sure will help you. And He will take you out from this pain and this tachkas apanasa. So we see over here, Rav Nosson, this is a very long halacha, but he brings this piece, is a very powerful piece, and he writes it in the letter. We see that there's no excuse from turning away from Hashem. No matter where I am, no matter what I am, Hashem either He's giving you Yisur, you could accept your pain. Or you could know that He's close to you by doing just a little bit. And He'll take you out of all your pain if you just scream to Him. This is the way to get yourself to thank Hashem. To thank Hashem for the little, the harchavas that a person that he has. The harchava is that he doesn't, his pain is not so great. And the harchava in Beruchnius, that when I do a little bit, it's pretty good, right? You have to thank Hashem for that, for the little bit. You have to say, Hashem, thank you. If you think about how many mitzvahs a regular, simple person does every day, it's unbelievable, right? We put on a yarmulke, we wash our hands, and we put on tzitzis, and then we put on tefillin, right? And every second of tefillin, then we daven, right? And then we do, we give a little tzedakah, and then we learn a little bit, and we daven, and then we do a little chesed. It's endless, and these are little mitzvahs. Pesach Yisrael, Malay mitzvahs, Karima, we're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Like we have so much mitzvah, we have so much to thank Hashem about, right? And we can even this is what I was thinking on the way here. I don't know if it's true. You guys will maybe you'll validate it, and say if it's true or not. But that this thing that we're able to scream to Hashem, and Hashem helps us. That is also something to think about. Think about it. I was born into a breastful family, but I also had to become breastful. But the rest of the world, not everybody, and even the from Eden. But forget it. Okay, so what percent of the world is from? You want to say all the from Eden know this secret? Okay, what percent of the world is from? Yeah, you're talking about. And you know such a type of secret that you could scream to Hashem and you could have a live connection with Hashem and you could talk to Him like your friend and tell Him that I'm in pain and it's hard for me and please help me, right? That is something to thank Him about. That is a very, that's a very deep nakuda that you could thank Him just for that, that you are able to have a connection with Him, that He's close to you. And that is the shashu. Maybe that brings us closer to this, the lights of Olam Haba. So we have a tzaddik and a talmud that they teach us a way how to live in a world of thanks, in a world of Olam Haba, in a world of thank you Hashem, thank you. Thank you. And my life is good. Everything is good. Even and if it's not good, I'm you know, please help me. And then it becomes good. So we live in a world of Aida. Just one more thing I'm thinking now. The next seed in Likut Moran, and the Rebbe says, by the next seed, the Rebbe says that this aspect, this Bechina of Taida, is like Halacha. The Rebbe calls it in the Torah, calls it Taida Halacha. Yeah? So what, why is Halacha, what's its connection to Taida? What's its connection to thank you? Right? I was just thinking, I heard this from a guy, Yoel Meshuzah, I think I heard from him. He says that the greatest present that we have in this world is the halacha. Why? Because halacha teaches me how to live. Halacha teaches me that every single thing that I do in my life is connected to Hashem. Because what is halacha saying? This is how you live. You get up in the morning, you go, you wash your hands, you put on tzitzis, put on your right shoe and the left shoe, right? And then tie the left shoe first. Every single thing, halacha tells you exactly how to live. Hashem is giving you direct love messages, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Here. And it's something that we get used to doing as a Yid, as a Jew. We do tons of mitzvahs and we do the halacha. And that's the thing that we have to thank Hashem the most about, that Hashem gave us a Torah, and He gave us not only a Torah, but He gave us a Torah and He showed us how to do it. He gave us a halacha, of halacha, actualized halacha. And then halacha, we also have Lakuta halachas. Yeah, it's also halacha. Lakuta halachas, it shows us how to live, it shows us how to walk around and tell Hashem, thank you. Anyway, Hashem should help us that we should go to Olam Haba, you know. Let's go to Olam Haba. This Chanukah can light up in the Matam Asarat Fachim, in the great, that's also Yemei Chanukah. So this is very good for Pesach, right? Pesach, I got out of Mitzrayim, I'm feeling it. Or Shabbos, you know, it's great. Shabbos, Hashem, I'm spending the day with Hashem. But Chanukah, it's just a regular weekday. It's a regular day, right? It's a regular day. And in that regular day, the Rebbe wants to say, Yemei Chanukah, Yemei Oida, Yemei Chanukah, light a little light under the Matam Asarat Fachim, 10 all the way down when India alone wasn't, and light up your light. So how are you gonna light it up? By thanking Hashem, by talking to Hashem and saying, Hashem, thank you that my Yisurim are not so great, and that you gave me the mitzvahs, and that you listened to everything that I'm saying. Hashem should help us that we should have a good Chanukah. We should have a Chanukah of thanking Hashem and loving Hashem. And I mean, Mashiach will come and he'll show us. It'll be open. Everybody's gonna know. When Mashiach comes, everybody's gonna know that that's what you. We're just gonna thank Hashem.
I like the way you use the term Olam Haba. Because last night, someone questioned me about everyone seems to be living for Olam Haba. We're doing this for Olam Haba. And I said, it's not. It's the way you used it. That Olam Haba is this world, in a way. And we have to do things that we feel that we're close to Hashem, which is Olam Haba. So it's not only used as a musag, if I do things correctly now, I'm going to get this gift at the end, and that's the only reason I'm doing these things, to get that gift, but we get the gift now.
Yeah. That's the Rebbe Tzaddikim teaches, yeah. That we could live now in Olam Haba. Not the, Olam Haba, okay, great, But right now, we could live here.